warning for orange rainfall came in at 6 a.m. today and is in place in the county until 8 p.m. this evening. With me on the line to talk about this in terms of, I suppose, both events and preparations for same is John Kennelly, Director of Services for Community Climate Action and Operational Services with Kerry County Council. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerian. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Now, it's one thing to be contending with an orange rainfall alert and concerns maybe about flash flooding and flooding, but then to have it followed up very closely by high winds as well is not ideal. So what have you been doing to try and get ready for this?
So, yeah, as you mentioned, Gerry, at the moment, it's looking like two very distinct events for today, Thursday. There's an orange rainfall warning in place from 6 a.m. this morning until 8 p.m. this evening, as you mentioned. At the moment, we are contending with widespread surface water accumulations across the entire road network in the county. So we're asking motorists to exercise caution and to allow extra time for their journeys. Obviously, as well, to avoid flooded areas and not to drive through flood waters, if at all possible. We expect over the coming hours from about 10 a.m. until just after lunchtime, the heaviest accumulations to fall. And we would advise motorists maybe to plan their journeys accordingly, maybe around that if at all possible. We would, I suppose, urge members of the public as well, if they become aware of any areas that have become flooded, to get in touch with us through our number here, which is 066-718-3588, or to email us at roads@kerryco.ie, we'll be happy to follow up with our crews on that. So we have stood up our crews from yesterday. They have been clearing drains because obviously with a lot of leaves falling at the moment, the clearing of drains and gullies has been very important. We have sandbags at the ready to be deployed as necessary, and we also have our traffic management equipment on standby should road closures or diversions be required due to flood waters. So I suppose the big message for today's event at the moment is to advise motorists that there's widespread surface water accumulations across the entire road network in the county, Gerry.
Yeah, and that's important because it's pretty dark this morning as well, and just conditions, and it's getting darker earlier in the evening as well. So people have to contend with that changing time of year as well on our roads, and there will be water in places maybe where you wouldn't have encountered it before. It's, you know, for all levels and details, it's the rain first, then tomorrow it kicks into the wind. And John, you're obviously monitoring the situation, I'd imagine, regards to any further weather alerts. I know Met Éireann in the last while have upgraded the marine warning. Just in the last 20 minutes or so, they've upgraded the marine warning from to red, from Loophead to Rossan Point to Fairhead. So that's off the Clare coast up as far as the Donegal coast. But it's also put an orange warning in place for off the Kerry coast from Valentia to Erishead to Fairhead. And that just came through in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, we've just got details of that as well, Gerry. So we are monitoring that very closely. I suppose with wind, our assessment is based on the basis of the projected wind speeds. But the big variable here is the actual trajectory of the cyclone itself. Were that to track anywhere south of where it's forecast to track, then obviously we will very quickly come into the picture. As you mentioned, we're in a red marine warning from Loophead north, and we're in an orange warning for counties Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal tomorrow. So, and we've an orange marine warning ourselves, so that may very well escalate to orange during the course of today. So we will be keeping a very close eye on things, and we'll be planning accordingly. I suppose based on what we know so far about the wind, Gerry, there's a number of things in relation to it. I suppose it's the mean wind speed or the average wind speed that is giving rise to the alert. Usually it would be gusts for ourselves here in Kerry that would give rise to the weather alert, but it's mean wind speeds for this event. So the winds will be strong and they will be sustained for the duration of the wind warning, which extends from 12 noon to 12 midnight tomorrow. We do expect as well that the winds will be very slow to abate after that. So while we may not be in a warning in the early hours of Saturday, we expect that there will still be strong winds in the county up to the afternoon on Saturday. And I suppose also given the time of year that we have, where we still have leaves on trees, we do expect lots of debris on roads. And again, with the wet weather today,
if you're out on Saturday morning and you think all is clear, you might be driving on roads for the first time since the debris has come down, so you'll have to be extra careful.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we're just urging motorists again that have to travel during those hours that... just to give extra time again for their journeys and be prepared that there may be a lot of debris on the roads as well during that period.
Yeah, in as much as you can, you'll be containing and trying to contend with all the alarms you get and all those sort of things. There'll be an issue of sandbags as well. Are they available for people to do their own preparations, John?
Well, we have them in our depots at the minute, and I know that some of the areas will be making announcements. Some of our engineering areas and depots will be making announcements during the course of the day where sandbags will be made available. So we would just ask people maybe to keep an eye out on our social media for that as we make those available. But I suppose our initial task was to ensure that we had sandbags ready to deploy for areas. But we're now in a position where we will be, over the course of today, be able to make them available for the public as well, should they wish to collect some.
Yeah, is this a good time for people at home to make their own preparations, to try and tie down anything that needs to be tied down or take in anything that needs to be taken in, and then prepare possibly with, you know, candles or torches, other issues, for a possible power outage if it comes?
Yeah, and again, I suppose, look, based on what we're looking at currently, but as you say, this has changed within the last 20 minutes and is likely to change over the course of today as well as more accurate forecasts come to hand. The winds will be strong and sustained for a long period, but if it escalates to orange, then people would be advised to take precautions with their own property as well. And in fact, at this stage, we would be advising that they would do that. And as you say, maybe secure trampolines or any outdoor furniture that may still be around the place in yards, etc., to make sure that is all stored away and secured.
Yeah. Is this the first test, or could this be a first test for the new Mission Critical Communications platform? That's to try and improve response times and keep first responders connected during severe weather and power outages.
It could potentially, especially look if there are issues with either the electricity network, as you mentioned, or indeed the mobile phone network as well. But again, based on our current assessment, we don't anticipate there to be
that level of
but again, if it tracks anywhere further south, if the forecast is for it to track anywhere further south over the course of today, then it could well trigger those measures, as you mentioned.
Okay, all right, John, listen, we'll leave you to it, but thanks for updating us on your preparations this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Okay, John Kennedy there from Kerry County Council, Director of Services for Community Climate Action and Operational Services with the Council. That emergency number again, look, save it into your phone. If you see something, you can report it. It's 066-718-3588. That's 066-718-3588. And like we said, it's orange rainfall now. It's only, well, I would say only, it's yellow wind tomorrow for Kerry, and sustained wind. At the moment, the storm is tracking further west or north of us, I should say. The worst of it probably hitting Connacht and Ulster tomorrow evening. So that's where things stand. And hopefully it stays that track or that track. And we don't get the worst of it in Kerry in terms of a wind point of view, particularly after all the rain that's going to fall today. But we will keep you abreast of developments in relation to that and to see where things go from here when it comes to the weather warnings that are in place. But as I said, there has been an upgrading of the north west coast to, this is the marine warning, not a land warning, a marine warning to red, and off the coast of Kerry, the west and north west coast of Kerry. So you're talking the Dingle Peninsula and North Kerry. There has been an upgrade of that to orange. That's a marine warning for tomorrow. As things stand, it's a yellow wind warning for tomorrow. So go easy out there. And as John said, a lot of leaves falling off the trees. There's a lot more going to come down tomorrow. So there'll be a lot of debris on the roads. So you'll have to contend with that. So the panic won't be over, or the pressure won't be over, in terms of being aware and being cautious on Saturday. So if the weather improves, it still will be a bit windy, but there'll be a lot of stuff, I'd imagine, on the roads, and perhaps maybe some surface water from the rain as well. So if you have any views on that, get in touch with us on the programme.